January 2002.
Section A. Question 1. Is the rescue crew still looking for survivors of the plane crash?
Yes. They have been searching the area for hours, but they haven't found anybody else. They'll keep searching until night falls.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 2. How many students passed the final physics exam in your class?
40. But still, as many as 20% of the class failed. Quite disappointing, isn't it?
What does the woman think of the exam?
Question 3. Lots of people enjoy dancing. Do you?
Believe it or not, that's the last thing I'd ever want to do.
What does the man mean? Question 4. Jim, I'm having difficulty with all the theoretical stuff we are getting in our computer course.
Oh, that part I understand. What I can't figure out is how to make it work in my program.
What is the man's problem? Question 5. Did you see Mary somewhere around?
Yes, she's in the campus bank, applying for a student loan.
What was Mary doing? Question 6. The space shuttle is taking off tomorrow.
I know. This is another routine mission. Its first flight was 4 years ago.
What are they talking about?
Question 7. When are we supposed to submit our project proposals, Jane?
They're due by the end of the week. We've only 2 days left. We'll just have to hurry.
What does the woman mean?
Question 8. When I go on a diet, I eat only fruit, and that takes off weight quickly.
I prefer to eat whatever I want and then run regularly to lose weight.
How does the man control his weight? Question 9. John, can you tell me what in the book interested you most?
Well, nothing specific, but I liked it overall.
What did the man think of the book? Question 10. How do you like the car I just bought?
Well, it seems to run well, but I think it needs a new paint job.
What does the man think about the car?
Section B.
Passage 1. Neil Rackman and others of the Huthwaite Research Group have done some research into the differences between average and good negotiators. They found negotiators with a good trade record and studied them in action. They compared them with another group of average negotiators and found there was no difference in the time the two groups spent on planning their strategy. However, there were some significant differences on other points. The average negotiators thought in terms of the present, but the good negotiators took a long-term view. They made lots of suggestions and considered twice the number of alternatives. The average negotiators set their objectives as single points. We hope to get $2, for example. The good negotiators set their objectives in terms of a range, which they might formulate as, we hope to get $2, but if we get $1.50, it'll be all right. The average negotiators tried to persuade by giving lots of reasons. They used a lot of different arguments. The good negotiators didn't give many reasons. They just repeated the same ones. They also did more summarizing and reviewing, checking they were understood correctly.
Questions 11 to 13 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 11. What do good negotiators and average negotiators have in common? Question 12. According to the speaker, what would good negotiators do? Question 13. According to the speaker, what does the average negotiator usually do? Passage 2. To most of us, sharks are the most dangerous fish in the sea, and they attack humans. However, according to Dr. Clark, who has studied the behavior of sharks for 12 years, humans are not normally on a shark's menu. What do sharks feed on? Mainly fish and other small sea animals. Dr. Clark also found that sharks don't eat as much food as people think. For instance, a 9-foot shark only needs 2 pounds of food a day to keep healthy. But she says sometimes sharks starve, and at other times, they fill themselves with what they have killed. Around the world, there are only about 100 shark attacks on humans each year, 10 of which prove fatal. But consider this. In the U.S. alone, about 3 million people are bitten by dogs each year. Of these, 13 people die. If a shark bites you, says Dr. Clark, the reason is usually because it mistakes you for its natural food. For example, say you went underwater fishing and saw a shark. You could be in trouble. The shark might go for the injured fish you had attacked and take a big bite of you at the same time. If you go into a shark's territory and threaten it, it might try to bite you. That's because sharks are territorial and tend to guard their territory. Like dogs, they protect the area that they think is their own.
Questions 14 to 16 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 14. What does the passage say about the eating behavior of sharks? Question 15. When might a shark attack humans? Question 16. What do we learn from the passage about sharks? Passage 3. Science fiction writers have often imagined human beings going to live on Mars, but these days, scientists are taking the idea seriously. It has a great deal to recommend it, since it might solve the problem of overcrowding on the Earth. But obviously, it would not be worth making the effort unless people could live there naturally. If the atmosphere were like that of the Earth, this might be possible, but in fact, it is mostly carbon dioxide. Apart from that, there are other problems to be overcome. For example, the temperature would have to be raised from 60 degrees below zero to 15 degrees above it. Scientists who study Mars have laid down a program that they can follow. To begin with, they will have to find out whether life has ever existed on the planet Mars in the past. Secondly, they will have to make a reliable map of its surface. And finally, they will have to make a list of the gases. Above all, they will have to discover how much nitrogen it possesses, since nitrogen is 4/5 of the air we breathe. They are surprisingly optimistic about raising the temperature on Mars, and believe it could be done in 200 years. It would take a bit longer, though, to transform the atmosphere so that human beings could live there. Scientists estimate that this will take 100,000 years.
Questions 17 to 20 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 17. Why are scientists interested in Mars? Question 18. What is one of the things that must be done before man can live on Mars? Question 19. Why do scientists want to find out whether there is sufficient nitrogen on Mars? Question 20. What is the prospect of people living on Mars?
Tell me, 课堂，欢迎你。
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听啊，点啊。